Audiobo. It's Sunday the 3rd of July 2016, and it is about time I did an audiobo, or audio boom, excuse me, as I have not done one for a very long time, actually. I'm in Great Yarmouth with Darren for the weekend, as usual, although I wasn't here last weekend because I had an awful flu and chest infection. Although they've both gone, I've still got lingering cough, which is awful. It can be very crippling when it starts, and it has left me feeling quite weak still at times. Been back at work this week, which has been okay. Had fun and games with Access to Work, which turned out okay. The advisor I had was nice. I had an advisor prior to her who decided, because I was ill, to close my case. I had to go back to Access to Work to get somebody else to deal with my request, which has now been done. And the lady was very nice, actually. I liked her. She was very helpful, which makes a big difference for Access to Work, because they've had lots of changes, and for some reason they like to quickly get on with it, or not get on with it, as the case may be, and close your case. Yesterday we went into Great Yarmouth, had lunch at Market Row Cafe. I had poached eggs on toast, and Darren had chicken nuggets and chips. Got some stuff from Wilko's, one of my favourite stores. And then had a drink at Starbucks and then got the bus home. Thank you, Zara. She just sighed. Last night, just had a quiet evening in. I was messing around with Apple Music. I like it a lot, actually. I didn't think that I would. Everyone kept telling me how good it was and how I would like it. And I said, no, I don't think so. So I've been trialing it free for the 3 months, and I think I will keep it. I didn't think I would, because I kept saying no, I don't want it, I don't need it. And okay, it costs £10 a month, but what it does mean is that you can stream anything at any time should you choose to do so. So you don't actually have to have huge amounts of a library and music downloaded to your Apple device. I mean, I've got the space for it because my phone's 128 gig. But what it does mean is that if you haven't got a lot of space, you don't need to worry about having your music on there. Because it is like, I mean, I think a lot of people misunderstand the fact that should you unsubscribe from the service, then the music disappears. It's not there. It's not your music. You don't actually own it. You just have the right to access it or any of the material at any time. I don't know how it works with the fact that you can share it, because there's a share button. I've never tried to do that. I don't know whether
it's just saying, I'm listening to such and such on Apple Music. That's what it's doing.
Oh, so it doesn't actually enable the person to listen to it as well?
No, like, especially if you're an Apple Music subscriber, it wouldn't let you just listen to it over Twitter.
No, oh, okay, so that's pointless. But anyway, it's I find the service quite useful. It's a shame it's, you know, it costs as much as it does, but it does mean you have exclusive access to anything on Apple Music.
Yeah, but they're adding to it all the time.
And you can listen to it over and over again, or, well, and it just means you don't have to buy, I don't know, I suppose there is pluses and minuses about it, because it does mean you don't get to keep the material, like, it's not yours.
You can keep it on your phone for as long as you're subscribed to the service.
Yeah, because you can download things and listen to it.
Which works if you haven't got any information.
And I guess what it does mean is that you don't have to buy individual, you know, you don't have to constantly pay for, I mean, if you wanted to download an album, but again, you can only keep it as long as it's you're subscribed to it. You can, say, get 3 or 4 albums and not have to pay for each an individual album, but anyway, I don't know. It's pluses and minuses to everything, and Apple like to keep people on their toes and grab them by the ghoulies. Oops, did I say that? Somebody who's very much fan of Apple's brother are going to come after me. But hey-ho, I did say it. But then I do have Apple devices, so I have the right to say it. I think Apple does a good thing. As a totally blind person, I never ever thought I would be able to use an iPhone. Touchscreen, when I first felt it, was an absolute... Well, it was just... I thought it was a total impossibility for me. Oh, hold on, how many minutes have I got left?
62% adjustable.
Oh, for God's sake, what's it doing?
Trim recording, trim record, trim record, pause recording. 6 minutes and 19 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
I presume that means I've used up 6 minutes.
64% adjustable. 6 minutes and 27 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
I don't like the way it does the count up, actually. It's a bit strange. Because it obviously means I've used up that long much, I presume. Dara's around. Darren's around. My chest infection really was quite rough and I hated it. I hated every minute of it. And having the flu, I ached all over. And it just takes it out of you. You can't do anything. Don't feel like doing anything. And it has kind of still left me feeling quite weak, which isn't nice. Hopefully it'll be over. Oh, excuse me. Hopefully it'll be over with soon. Anyway, I'm going to go and stop rambling on here. Oh dear, itchy eyes. Hope you all have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing. And if you've listened this far to my message, well, to my audio boom, thank you. And, well, if you haven't, then never mind. Because listening to ramble can be a bit annoying, I suppose. Fortunately, I've only got 10 minutes. I haven't renewed my Plus account because I don't use it enough. I don't necessarily have a lot of confidence doing audio booms. This one's not been too bad, but usually I'm not that good at them, and I don't use it as frequently as I could to warrant paying £60 a year. So I'll just make use of the 10-minute account. Anyway, I really will go now and speak to you guys soon. Take care. Have a good Sunday.
Pause recording. Button.